mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm Alex Jones, your host. It's already the 28th day of December 2004 on this live Tuesday edition. Hard to believe that 2004 has grown a long white beard and is almost gone forever. What will your New Year's resolution be? Or resolutions? What do you see happening in the next year? What are your predictions for 2005? That's one of the questions I'm throwing out there at you. Love to hear what you have to say about it. Obviously, we'll talk about the massive tsunamis or tidal waves. The numbers are between 45,000 and 100,000, but at least 40-plus thousand people dead. That's the number right now. Sometimes they overestimate, sometimes they underestimate. Obviously, we hope that they've underestimated the dead. Rescuers scoured the sea for missing tourists and fishermen in Asia yesterday, and fears of disease grew as emergency services struggled with rotting bodies from a devastating tsunami that killed more than 40,000 people. Very serious situation. We'll be getting into that, though I know you've already heard all the details of it for days on end. Dollar hits new low versus the euro, dropping yet again to new levels. Rumsfeld says 9/11 plane shot down in Pennsylvania. It's like another Clinton administration official, actually two of them have done it on TV, talked about how TWA Flight 800 was shot down. Then they turn red and say, I mean... But Rumsfeld didn't even correct himself at the time. Now, days later, after it's been noticed, there's a CNN report saying it was an accident, a mistake, not a Freudian slip. You can believe us. You can believe us. Plus, new information about Rudolf Hess, Deputy Fuhrer, who everyone has always known, flew to England to try to do a peace treaty and end World War II before it had even begun. And everyone knew, it was public, that it was a ruse. They wanted the war to go forward, and that they held him basically secretly. This was called a conspiracy theory. Now MI6 documents have been made public from the early 1940s, and it's admitted, yes, the conspiracy theorists were right all along. Isn't that interesting? So we'll go over that for you as well. Dutch doctor is proud to have killed newborns. We'll cover that. Saudi Daily says U.S. harvesting Iraqi organs. And I believe this because we've caught the globalists doing this in other areas they controlled, like the Balkans, Serbia, to be precise. It is admitted there. And they swoop down off medical records when they need a particular blood type and grab you or your family, kill those they don't need who could be witnesses, and take the individual off to be harvested. And there's reports here out of European intelligence agencies of the harvesting going on, the liberating of the organs, the liberation going on in Iraq. Ah, yes, the good guys swoop down from the sky and take your organs. Sounds like freedom to me. Another article, prisoners were experimented on in Guantanamo torture chambers. And a lot more. Big broadcast lined up for you today. 1-800-259-9231. We'll go to your calls early in this hour. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 200 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, I have returned, rested and recharged, ready to defend the Constitutional Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's not about left or right. It's about right or wrong. I look at what politicians actually do and who they actually serve, not at their rhetoric. Both parties serve the New World Order. Our basic liberties are being dismantled, being decimated, annihilated at record pace. And we are now in the final days of 2004, accelerating the next 2.5 days into 2005. I'd like to hear your predictions for the economy, for the war on freedom, known as the war on terror. I'd like to get your predictions on all of it coming up in the next 2 hours and 51 minutes. The toll-free number to join us on air, one line is still open, 1-800-259-9231. John, Fred, Robert, Don, and many others, your calls are coming up here in just a few minutes. The websites, of course, freshly updated throughout the holidays, are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.net, ArnoldExposed.com, JonesReport.com, and VirginUtah.com. Why do we have so many websites? Well, because there's a lot of the same information on the different sites, but a lot of different information on different sites and different servers and different providers, and it's basically about redundancy, having more of the information there on more platforms to serve more people. Boy, I mean, where to start? My heart just goes out to all of those that are dead or dying or injured or who have lost loved ones in Sri Lanka that was hardest hit by the tsunamis that slammed into it. And, of course, there was an earthquake, the strongest within the last 40 years, with a 9.0 that erupted off the northern Indonesian coast. The death toll in Sri Lanka nearly doubled from 10,000 to 20,000, and now the latest number is 45,000 to 100,000. We don't know what the true numbers are. Wonder how Arthur C. Clarke's doing. He lives in Sri Lanka, and other areas were hit as well, many different countries hit. Video caught the 80-foot waves coming in, but it wasn't so much the waves as just the water level rose over 120 feet in some areas. Just suddenly the ocean rose. And a lot of people are saying, it's global warming, it's the end, 2012 Mayan calendar, the flying saucers are coming. There's actually mainstream news articles that I have here where they're saying, is this the beginning of the end, 2012 Mayan calendar? Folks, the Japanese, the Chinese, the Sri Lankans, I mean, all these countries for thousands of years have been recording tsunamis even bigger than this. And so, no, I don't think it's the end of the world, and I don't think it's global warming, and I don't think it's the flying saucers. I've actually got mainstream news articles out of Asia where they're talking about the end of the world. I mean, it's really getting ridiculous. Now, it is the biggest death toll in modern recorded history because there's more people now than there were hundreds and thousands of years ago. There's more people in Asia now than there were 1,000 years ago or 50 years ago or 150 years ago. Now, the Earth is warming, clearly, but they have been recording for the last 300 years, scientists, that it goes through different cycles. There's a 12-year cycle and a 95-year cycle. There are several different cycles in the ice cores in Antarctica, in the south, and at the North Pole in the north do clearly show this. In fact, they just came out and admitted that Mount St. Helens is the biggest polluter, not just in Oregon, but in the entire West Coast. It's created more pollution with two small eruptions that it's had of ash and gases in the last 6 months than the entire West Coast created in the last year. When a volcano explodes above ground and ejects its gases and ash and lava and other particulate into the air, it dwarfs all human activity on the Earth. In the case of Krakatoa, what, almost 100 years ago? These are just the numbers. Can volcanoes change the atmosphere? Can they help to heat up the Earth and melt ice caps and cause coastal flooding? Well, yes, where I'm sitting in Central Texas was under 200 feet of water in the past. Could the seas rise? Yes, they could. But don't think for a minute it's human activity. Now, what is a real environmental crisis that no one wants to talk about? That is real. Genetic engineering, chimeras, cross species development racing ahead, no controls. 36 level 4 bioweapons labs already built or in the process of being built and expanded all over the country, weaponizing superviruses and bacteria in the middle of populated areas, live plants growing with live viruses in them, from HIV to hepatitis C to tuberculosis. Just type in pharmacological corn, pharmacological wheat, and add AIDS to the end of it, and you'll get AP, Reuters, BBC. But again, back of the paper, the average person thinks it's science fiction or the sci-fi channel. What's the real crisis? Well, in Mexico, they just got the pipes, and this is in hundreds of other third world countries, running right out to their lakes and oceans, dumping all the heavy metals and chemicals right into their reservoirs, right into the ocean. It's causing massive die-offs in the coral, massive die-offs in the fish. Oh, that's all very real. But again, the average person has no idea that's going on. They're concerned about the rainforest being cut down, which is, frankly, negligible compared to natural fires. Not that much of it's been destroyed. But it can be used by the IMF and World Bank as an excuse to run the peasants off their land when the IMF and World Bank take control of Latin American countries. Just like in Burma back in 1998 when the UN went in with machine guns and killed 3,000 of the Indians, of the natives, and took over that area for a biosphere. Then they started mining operations almost immediately after that. So there is real environmental crises going on. But every time you hear them say, we've got to ban CFCs, it's because their patents run out on it. Or when you hear them say, we've got to go and protect the rainforest, it's really to take somebody's land. And what I'm saying is the things going on with the environment in those areas are dwarfed, are made microscopic in comparison to genetic engineering, in comparison to the dumping of chemicals. Burning some trees, folks, isn't going to heat the earth up in any big degree compared to a volcano. It isn't going to do anything that will actually destroy the balance of the biosphere. And this from all the real scientists whose journals are basically ignored by the mainstream media. This is the vast majority of what the scientific world is saying. But the quacks get the big book deals and get put on all the TV shows. Now, is the Earth heating up? Yes. Clearly it's heating up. Is it part of a 100-year cycle? Probably. The Earth's been a lot warmer than this in the past. Could it cause major problems? Yes. But is this evidence of global warming because tsunamis killed between 40-something thousand and 100,000? No, it's not, because tsunamis have been recorded for as long as people have been writing in the Pacific. For as long as they've been chronicling it. And that's roughly 5,000 years. For 5,000 years, tsunamis have been recorded. Bigger ones than this. Now, the 9.0 is huge. The volcanic activity is up globally. Earthquakes are up. Tidal waves are up. Tornadoes are up. Yes, we are definitely entering a very hyper cycle, hyperactive cycle. But again, the real scientific evidence shows it's because of that ball of hydrogen at the middle of our solar system, known as Sol or Sun, that has been more active than it has ever been in recorded history. The Sun is ejecting more heat, more radiation, more explosive coils than ever before. And we on Earth have nothing to do with that. But I'm sure they'll come up with some plan for you to lose your freedoms, and that'll keep us safe from all the Earth changes. But meanwhile, the cloning and the cross-species manipulations will only accelerate. And then when some of this gets released, by accident or on purpose, they'll take more of our freedoms. We'll be right back with your calls and a bunch of news. Stay with us.
You and your family members getting enough minerals in the daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. And kids who may not be doing as well in school or having a hard time studying ought to be considering a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call to C Minerals at 877-835-5555 and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost to the immune system. C Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful, energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help of minerals from the sea. Call C Minerals today toll-free 877-835-5555. That's 877-835-5555 or visit cmineral.com.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Those dark, depressing days are here. Are you among the 15% of North Americans who suffer from the winter blues? This condition is simply caused by the lack of sunlight during the short winter days. Do you suffer from constant fatigue and lack of energy? Do you have a hard time pulling yourself out of bed in the morning? Do you put on weight in the winter? Is your life on hold till the spring? Check with your doctor. You may be suffering from the winter blues or from SAD, seasonal affective disorder. In all likelihood, your doctor will recommend bright light therapy with one of our special lights. Light up your life. Put some sunshine on your depressing days with a Northern Light. Call Northern Light Technologies at 800-263-0066 and speak to one of our trained representatives or visit us at northernlighttechnologies.com. That's northernlighttechnologies.com. Our phone number again is 800-263-0066.
All right, we're back live. We're going to go to your calls, and then I'm going to get into all the latest police state news here domestically, the latest torture news out of Iraq, and, well, are the liberating forces taking the organs? Are the private contractors doing that? And the evidence is overwhelming. Yes, they are liberating them of their organs, all part of the new freedom. Let's talk to Fred. Fred, where are you calling from?
Tucson, Arizona.
Welcome, sir.
Thank you, Alex. I think I got a breaking story. This is Arizona Daily Star yesterday, December 27th. Sikh firm now runs security for the city of Tucson. AKL Security has more than $1 billion in contracts for 400 federal courthouses, military installations, and Tucson City Hall and Water Department. And then let me read this one real short article here. It says it has 15,000 employees, 50 of which are Sikhs. The rest of them are other people. And let's see. Either you can send it or you can pick it up, I guess.
Now, again, the Sikhs seem like pretty nice folks. A lot of them in New York, and they were some of the only friendly cab drivers. But they normally wear the big turban on their head, and a lot of times they get discriminated against. People think that they're, the Muslims, and go after them.
No, this is a different story, though.
I understand, but what I'm saying is that I don't know if this is an American company, but this has been a problem because take European companies are buying up all our water systems. But go ahead.
Okay, FKL recently took over guarding 8 military bases, munitions depots, particular nuclear weapons, because regular troops, National Guard, and reserve units have been shipped to Iraq. Remember the story where the purpose of
now that's a problem. All these private contractor groups taking over the military key functions. Yes.
Okay, so we had the story several years ago on your show where one of the purposes of the foreign wars was to get American troops out of America so they cannot defend the American people.
Yes, and right out in plain view.
Okay.
From Norwegian F-16s, 56 of them, to French and German AWACS, to UN firefighters, troops coming to fight fires. All of this, yes, that's a big story.
Okay. This has a long martial tradition of the Gurkha troops, which were a British Secret Intelligence Service. And the local manager in Tucson is Ken Lieberman, regional manager for Arizona. And, of course, Ken Lieberman apparently was raised in London. And I think he's, a Freemason. So it's kind of interesting that the security services, the biggest security service company in the United States now is is spelled BSIS Mossad. And I thought I'd mention that to you. But
do you know who... Well, please continue. Go ahead.
Well, that's pretty much. There's a few other things that are in this article. Basically, they're out of New Mexico. Let's see if I can find the location. Espanola, New Mexico. The Sikh Dharma of Espanola, New Mexico.
Well, you know what I learned about the Texas National Guard that before was just an emergency services. Now they've been trained for mass arrest, gun confiscation. We got their own manuals. I did a special TV report on it a few months ago, and a few weeks after that, it got picked up by the Austin American Statesman and admitted that they now have this riot control and population suppression mission. But guess who the head colonel is now over the selection of officers and their training? He's a former SAS and then MI6 officer, and that's who controls it here in Texas. And you see the same story over and over again, yes.
Okay, well, anyway, do you want me to send this to you, or can you pick it up on the computer?
You know what? It'd be very helpful if you'd send it. Go to prisonplanet.com, and it says Contact Webmaster, and click on that link, and the email will open up for you, and send that to Paul Watson.
Okay, I'll do that. The other thing, can I make a comment on the earthquake?
Sure.
Okay, there are several suspicious things about this earthquake, okay? First of all, it occurred on the full moon, and most earthquakes occur when the moon is between the earth and the sun, high tides. And this one, almost no earthquakes ever occur on the full moon, which is kind of unusual. Secondly, the epicenter was 6 miles deep, and we all know that the CIA can dig a well 12 miles deep, and explode a nuclear weapon at the bottom of the well. And thirdly, the Indian Ocean depth at the epicenter, this epicenter was 50 miles from the shore of the island of Sumatra. Okay, so there's a shelf, underwater shelf, that goes out at least 50 miles. And that water shelf, the depth of the Indian Ocean at the epicenter was 60 meters. Okay, so those are very suspicious things. I hate to say the next one. But
well, I'm not a volcanologist and I'm not a seismologist. And, they do have mega earthquakes in that area in the Pacific Rim. That's the king daddy of them all.
Yeah, but they're usually much more than 6 miles deep. That's what I'm trying to say. Whenever, in my opinion, Northridge and Cohen.
Well, let me just say this. Secretary of Defense Cohen, in a speech in 97. Well, I'll tell you about it when we get back. Thanks for the call. Very interesting.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones. Whether you are aware or not, World War III has started. Let me rephrase that. Oil War III has started. Don't kid yourself. The reason we went into Iraq is oil. Now we are looking at the possibility of invading Iran and even Saudi Arabia. Why else would the U.S. be building 13 permanent military installations inside Iraq? Does it look like we're pulling out? The nations of the earth are consuming oil at the rate of 83 million barrels per day and growing. At this rate of consumption, experts predict that oil prices will only go up. Ready Reserves prepared a free booklet explaining the world's oil supply and how it will impact you and how it will change the world forever. Call Ready Reserves at 1-800-453-2202 and ask about the free booklet and what you can do to prepare. That's 800-453-2202. After you read the booklet, you'll understand just how dangerous the world has become. That's 1-800-453-2202 or email your request to readyreserves@AOL.com. That's 800-453-2202.
You've heard about POS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I want to take a lot of calls today, and so I'm going to ask the callers to have their questions or comments ready so we can move the next person, but it's hard for me to do that because the callers always bring up so many important points and so many pertinent questions. But we're about to go back to your calls. Just an update for the listeners on several different issues. Number one, a few weeks ago I said that I would have these Arnold Schwarzenegger ads produced and would try to, you know, have them airing by now in California. The ads will air in California. I'm trying to finish by late February the film Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State. And I've been doing my own radio show and scores of interviews. And frankly, I've just put too much on my plate. Up until I took 4 or 5 days off for vacation last week, up until that point, I've been working 18 hours a day, and it's just gotten to be too much. I'm going to have to ease off a little bit for a while just because I've never gotten to the point before where I'm just frustrated in my work and, frankly, not looking forward to it sometimes. I've always enjoyed fighting the New World Order, but just at a certain point when you work 18 hours a day, and folks, I'm not kidding, 7 days a week for months and months and months on end. So I'm going to just kind of ease off. The Schwarzenegger ads are going to be produced. I've already shot a lot of video, put some stuff together. I've called about making media buys in Sacramento and L.A., and it's just obviously they're all fearful of Schwarzenegger, and there's a bunch of hoops I have to jump through, and it's a headache, but it's going to happen. It's going to be done. Also, I'm trying to get martial law done and released by February 27th. And it may come in a few weeks late, and it'll, of course, will be posted a few weeks before it comes out on DVD and VHS on the website. You know, the day it's done, it will be uploaded onto PrisonPlanet.tv for members. I mean, let's say I get the film done in the next month. Then I have to author it onto DVD and have it mass-produced here in the United States. Cost more. Of course, I can have it made in Mexico for about half the price, but it's not going to do that. And then I have to have it mass-produced in another state and then shipped here, and then that takes several weeks after it's done. And we're still going to try to target for late January. Late February. February 27th. But I need to have it done then by early February so I can put it on the website and then ship it off to be mastered and mass-produced so that we can get it out to you. So that's a few updates for you there. On the Schwarzenegger front, the Kennedy biographer, this is being reported by Newsmax and the Associated Press, the Kennedy biographer is writing an authorized biography of Schwarzenegger. To sell more copies, they're even going to admit some of the Nazi stuff, but put a whitewash on it, and they admit, talk about how the Nazi father, Gustav, was beat Arnold. And so it'll also get into some of the womanizing and things. So now Schwarzenegger, his crew, is admittedly, this was in the New York Post, in a friendly publication owned by Rupert Murdoch, who just gave another $250,000 to the Schwarzenegger campaign. But the big revelation in the new book coming out is that Schwarzenegger admits his presidential plan that's in motion. All of this part of a plan to put him in the White House. As Bush Sr. 3 weeks ago said, don't bet against Arnold in the White House. It's not a joke. It's serious. He could be your next president. And it's just, I mean, people are still in denial. We're a nation of denial. We deny everything. Folks, we live in a country where 80-plus percent of the American people are against open borders, are against cloning, 70% against gun control. We live in a country where 80-plus percent are against the National ID Card and the Patriot Act, liberal, conservative, the entire spectrum, even in their establishment polls, and they don't care. They just do it. And so what if the polls show 70 to 80%, depending on what poll, against Schwarzenegger for president or amending Article 2, Clause 5? It doesn't matter, folks. None of us want any of this, but they still move ahead with all of it. And so here it is, New York Post, the biography already being written, almost done, authorized biography with sit-down interviews with Maria and Arnie, and the presidential plan. So you can still be in denial about it. When the former president tells you it's serious and he's all for it, and when all these senators come out and the bills are introduced, and you go, oh, just it can't happen. It's just impossible. It just won't happen. It's not going to happen. And every day I look at the news. There's Arnold doing interviews. There's his minions, his front people doing interviews. I mean, do you want this foreigner, this guy who is on a total power trip, a man who has reportedly said he admires Hitler, out there as your president? Another curious point, and I'm done with the Arnold stuff, I might get into more detail with these articles in the third hour, is that MSNBC, just basically hundreds of publications, have been there, have reported when he says, I don't care if Kirk Waldheim, I don't care about the Nazi stuff, I love him, he went and campaigned for him. You know, the quotes about admiring Hitler, wanting to be a dictator. He told multiple publications this. You know, he told U.S. News and World Report, you know, how he wants to control the little people, to paraphrase, and how he's all for authority and power, and 95% of us need to have our lives run by the government. Now, these are all real quotes, real statements. I found out, though, that the one suit Schwarzenegger ever engaged in over Nazi reports was in 1990 against News Corp and Rupert Murdoch, who now has given him his second $250,000 campaign contribution. And it's as clear as the nose on my face, or on your face. Just like they admit that he is going and bringing out Nazi dirt to then poo-poo it and make excuses over it, and to sell books, literally, this is incredible. But to put their spin on it, it's the same thing here. Schwarzenegger doesn't go after MSNBC or Rolling Stone or U.S. News and World Report. No, he has a little staged event to create bad precedents for those exposing the truth with News Corp. I mean, these people have got this figured out. And more evidence of this? I mean, it could be that one of the tabloids wrote this and it got past their screeners and it got out and this happened. They settled for 30,000 pounds at the time. That was about $50,000 with News Corp. There was one other suit Schwarzenegger had against a major British newspaper back in the late 90s after his heart surgery, because they said that he had heart problems, and then he sued them over it, and they settled for a small amount, roughly small in the aggregate, and I don't know what that is. It's just amazing. Just amazing to watch him work, and the evidence of these staged events is where the New York Post is reporting, as well as Newsmax and others, that Arnold did sit-down interviews and that they're actually putting some of the Nazi stuff and the womanizing and the rest of it and admissions of it in the authorized autobiography by a Kennedy biographer. And it says that 6% of the book is dirt to sell it. This is psychological inoculation, is what I've heard it called by establishment wonks and think tank experts. But then overall paints a picture of this American dream, and the name of the book's going to be fantastic. So when Arnold is on the throne of the American military empire, sitting over the FEMA camps and the rest of it, don't say I didn't warn you. Don't say I didn't warn you about any of this stuff. They just passed the Patriot Act 2, or large portions of it. They just passed the National ID card. You didn't want it, but they did it. So don't think just because you don't want it, and because it's unpopular, means they won't do it. You see, we live in the age of electronic voting machines with no record, where they tell you, just trust us. We live in the age of police helicopters looking through our walls and FEMA and Homeland Security surveillance blimps. We live in the age of forced inoculation plans. We live in the age of the New World Order. We live in the age of the plunging dollar and open borders. We live in the age of the accelerated dismantling of our high-tech industries, where they say the Congressional Budget Office, the layoffs are going to get 7 times worse in the next 5 years. 7 times greater was the number, was the quote. And where the government says, fantastic, wonderful, great, better than great, superb. The consolidation's happening right before your eyes. And people are busy cheering the Democrat and Republican parties like they're two different football teams when it's a staged event, when the same owner owns both the teams. It's their stadium, their playing field, their jerseys, their helmets. It's all owned by the same people. And we sit here like fools in this modern gladiatorial diversion. Let's go to calls quickly. I don't mean to continue ranting. I've been off the air for five shows, taking a... I haven't had a vacation 5, 6, 7 years. I don't know. And I took it. It wasn't much of a vacation. Let's go ahead and take a call here. Robert in California, go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
I'm a subscriber, and I've watched everything you've made, and I listen every day. I think we're going to have a really unhappy New Year if the New World Order has its ways. Got its fingerprints all over the tsunami. Let me go down. I'm so glad that first caller said what he said, because he's exactly right.
And I'm glad you just called, because I said after the break I would say what Secretary of Defense Cohen said in 1997.
Oh, that's
you
right.
Go ahead and make your statement, and then I'll finish up.
Well, like Bohemian Grove, they love to do things ritually. And so they wait for the full moon, the SOHO satellite down for an unscheduled fake-out, but there's a big flare going on, so that's going to be the plausible deniability. Who benefits? Well, Big Pharma, the banks, you know, they step in with all their aid and vaccines, right, for all the wounded victims, which are mostly the poor. Then the banks can take over all the destroyed property.
It is true that these are the Asian countries that weren't going along with the New World
Order. Exactly. That was my point I was getting to.
It was only a few.
Right, as they're not going along, right, after they had the big summit, they said no, and then, bam, they all get hit. I got one more great point. The USGS has monitors all over the Earth. The CIA has its own satellites we know can produce earthquakes and fracture the crust.
Well, I don't know if the satellites can do that. Certainly nuclear weapons
can. Microwaves can harmonize, like HARP, at any crustal vibration and match it and cause a fracture. That's a scientific fact. But let me
well,
just
that's
say,
been claimed. I mean, I've had people, generals on who were over HARP, so General Parton says it can't do that, but go ahead.
Well, I know they don't tell us the truth, so I'm going to go out on a limb and say they did it. But it distracts everybody from the 911 reform bill, just like you were going over all those points. The USGS said they didn't make a call when they had 2 hours to give a warning. They said they didn't make any calls because there was no official tsunami warning system in place. So they don't call anybody when they, you know, they knew it from the second it happened. Let's just say nobody made this and it was totally natural.
No, you're right.
They don't call anybody for 2 hours.
I do have that from the BBC. We knew there was a tsunami coming, but we didn't warn you.
Exactly. I taped it for the last 2 days, and all they show is, well, nobody could know anything. Nobody could know anything. Yet you go to the USGS, there's the maps, the pictures, the plots, the times, the graphs.
Do me a favor.
They do everything.
Do me a favor. Screenshot that and send it to the
I already have it. I'm already on its way to you.
Well, let me just tell you what Cohen said. I'm sure you already know this, but type in Secretary of Defense talks about weather weapons. And back in 97, he gave a speech. This was in major papers. And he said that governments have the power to cause earthquakes and volcanoes. Now, folks, again, that sounds like science fiction.
Of course, because then they can just say, act of God, not our fault. That's the key. That's the key to it right there. So they can say, act of God. No insurance companies have to pay off. Nobody, you know, act God.
Well, it is interesting that the countries that got hit are the only Asian countries that weren't playing ball. You got a few rogue countries like Sri Lanka and a couple others, and then you've got a few rogues there in the Middle East. But again, I don't want
to. I think, Alex, the absolute proof is they had 2 hours to warn them. It's just like 911. All the regular systems for warning are down and wide open for absolute the biggest death toll they could get. And I'll leave you with that. Go to the next caller. But I love your show. Keep up the great work, and Happy New Year to you and your family.
Well, thank you for the call. Look, there's a lot of talk show hosts that are going to go with this headline, you know, the government did it, and I'm just not going to do it because I only cover things I can prove. And then what the caller brings up is very valid. They do have the power with nuclear weapons at key fault lines to do this. You know, did they have a robotic submarine go down and detonate or something? I don't know. But, I mean, Secretary of Defense said they can do this. They can control the weather, at least manipulate it, steer it, push it over the edge. They got a lot of different technologies, but I just, let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Don in Pennsylvania. Don, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for having the show on again today.
Thank you.
Hope you had a good holiday so far. Are you still interested in predictions for 2005?
I want to hear them, yes.
Oh, I think that at least a million more people are going to wake up to the hoaxes that we've been falling for, the corrupt government hoax, the white-collar hoaxes, the phony religion hoaxes, such as that. I think that once people start realizing within this year that we're the value producers, we are the powerful ones, that all these corrupt government officials and even the not-so-corrupt government officials are totally dependent on us. We got it. I think more and more people are going to start realizing this, and we're going to make a peaceable stand. And no tyranny ever lasts. None. Not one. No matter what they do, no matter what they throw at us, even how they're very effectively using this tsunami as distraction of what's really going on. I think a lot more people's eyes are going to be opening up, at least a million over the next year.
Oh, I think hundreds of millions are going to wake up to the New World Order.
Oh, yeah.
Globally, and tens of millions here domestically. We've already seen that happening in this year.
But we'll all be writing more. We've got to write a letter a day, or at least an email a day, or a phone call a day.
Anything else?
Yeah.
Stay there.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word. You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 post-filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free. 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
His Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Broadcasting in the twilight of 2004, I'm Alex Jones, your host. Polls and news will continue into the second and third hour. I'll give you my projection, my analysis, what I think is going to happen in 2005, coming up in the next hour. Going back to Don in Pennsylvania, then to Jason, Charles, Jim, and others. Don, finishing up what you were saying briefly.
Sure, I won't be long. This is brief here. What I was going to ask you folks was if people would also join my group, It was only one other thing to bring up. Braveheart411 in yahoogroups.com. We have a few members already, a few dozen now, and people are sharing good, useful information. Please just come check us out. Look us up. And
sure.
Also,
what's your Yahoo group again?
It's Braveheart411. And it's under Yahoo Groups. And Alex, also, I'm still carrying the Arnold Exposed banner in my weekly publication around town here.
Good.
And
thanks for the call, sir. I appreciate the call. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to, I guess up next is Jason in Iowa. Jason, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
I guess my prediction would be kind of similar to his about the waking up of people. But I think the big wake-up is going to be that I think they've stated many times that everything happens within the first 2 years of an administration. They get everything done. And I think the one they're focusing on as we speak is the Second Amendment. Right after the election, you had the hunters shooting hunters, other hunters. And even the palest of pale reserved the Second Amendment for hunters. So when you have hunters shooting hunters, that is seems to me like a pretty blatant attack on the Second Amendment. So,
well, I made the prediction that he turned out to be some, you know, vet who had been in psychiatric care, and that turned out to be the case. But, you know, real things happen that aren't the government. Nuts go out and shoot people. Tsunamis really happen.
Right.
But you know, they certainly use these events, and in some cases, the government is behind the events. We have proven that.
Yeah, I'm not even saying they're behind it, but the coverage of it, and the other day I woke up and there was shootings in Southern California, but it was like BB guns. I mean, you know, BB guns shooting out windows of cars on the freeway and stuff. I mean, it's just the coverage of it is going to be atrocious. We're going to make us beg to take the guns away. And my prediction is by the end of 2006, probably before that, but at least by then, they'll have it. They'll have at least tried at their fullest extent by then. I'm hoping, this is my hope, is that this is what the final straw that broke the camel's back of waking the people up is when they go after the Second Amendment.
Sir, I appreciate your call. We're about to end this hour. We'll come back with other calls at 1-800-259-9231. It's a very good chance that some Muslim terrorist, who of course will be killed after doing the shooting, will go into a school and kill a bunch of people, and then, oh, see, we've got to have a national ID card attached to having the gun, we've got to have more controls, we've got to ban the guns and the family of guns that were used. There have been federal alerts along those lines, and you bring up some really good points. Briefly, in the next 30 seconds before we end this hour, I've made 11 films, and I'm going to continue the discount for just a few more days that we ran through the holidays. I'm going to go ahead and extend it out, some of my DVDs, as low as $5.95 a piece. Upwards, and some of the deals, 70% off, some of the deals, half off. The specials we've had that you didn't take advantage of, some of you, we're going to keep those going for a few more days. 1-888-253-3139. You can call and ask about the specials. 1-888-253-3139. Or go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order via the safe, secure online shopping cart there to look at all the different specials. All right, the second hour with a ton of news and your calls is straight ahead. Stay with us.